Inside Mac.
For Monday, June 19th, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com. This is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Here's what's making headlines. Scientists turn to Apple for help, the 50 Cent Foundation, movies coming to an iTunes near you, Microsoft's new plans to beat iTunes, and schools pull the Mac from the classrooms. Apple's technology has been chosen to help us more greatly understand the structure of the universe. Scientists at the CERN International Particle Physics Laboratory in Geneva will now use Intel Macs to measure what happens when particles collide at near the speed of light. This experiment, called ALICE, an acronym for a Large Ion Collider Experiment, is one of five engineered to create collisions produced by CERN's Large Hadron Collider, the world's largest particle accelerator that will collide beams of protons with energy. The five experiments will handle nearly 10 petabytes of data per year, or as much data as the entire European telecommunications network handles today. The ALICE computing group implemented a mini-cluster consisting of 8 nodes of Apple Xserve and Xserve RAID dual processors, supporting both the software environment and the grid software. Since Apple's introduction of its Intel Macs, the group has doubled the size of its cluster. It once took 1.5 hours to compile code, it now takes 10 minutes. CERN also finds Macs useful for multimedia presentations and conferencing capability, which are requirements for all ALICE team scientists. Once a farm of Intel-based Macs has been installed at CERN, other community centers will likely send representatives to assess the results. Apple is negotiating with movie studios to make films available as downloads through iTunes. The company is trying to convince the studios to allow them to sell films at $9.99 each. Studios aren't too thrilled about the price. They want to be able to sell at different prices, just like they would do in stores. Movie industry moguls are also wary of giving too much control to iTunes, which has already managed to convince music label bosses to remain with the service despite offering songs at a fixed 99-cent per track price. Apple CEO Steve Jobs is attempting to use the huge presence he now has in Hollywood as a result of the Pixar-Disney merger to kickstart these negotiations. The movie downloads are most likely to debut by 2007. A while back, there were rumors surrounding Microsoft and other companies from Japan. The rumors were that Microsoft was teaming up with a few companies to create the iTunes killer. Well, not long after that story made news, a representative of Microsoft stated that the message was lost in translation. They were only creating a new version of Windows Media Player. Well, lo and behold, Reuters has reported that Microsoft is developing a music and video service and device to compete with Apple's iPod and iTunes. The report says the Microsoft team working on the project is being led by Robert Bach, who led the development of the Xbox video game business and became president of Microsoft's Entertainment and Devices Department last December. The report also noted that the company has held licensing discussions with the music industry and is already demonstrating the entertainment device. I wonder if that representative will deny this report as well. I'll keep you posted. It seems that the iPod is becoming more of an interest for Major League Baseball. As I reported earlier, the Rockies began using the video iPod this season, but not just for music or popular TV shows. They're using it to do last-minute cramming before a game. Pitchers are learning how to pitch to their opponents, while hitters are learning how to hit off the league's best pitchers. This idea has now caught on as teams such as Florida and Seattle have contacted the Rockies to find out more about their use of the iPod. It's no big surprise that teams have used films to help improve their chances to win, but it's having the information in the palm of their hands that can be a huge asset. Yet some of the old school players are weary of this idea. Red Sox reliever Mike Timlin said, "There's only so much you can do to get these guys out. You have to rely on your catcher. That's what you did before video." Meanwhile, after seeing what the Rockies were doing, the Marlins left town with their own iPod ideas. Florida pitcher Dontrelle Willis said, "I've never heard of that. That would be convenient." The Rockies have now downloaded video clips into the iPods of 14 players so far. For the hitters, they'll store every at-bat and download performances of upcoming pitchers. A 60-gigabyte iPod can hold roughly 5 seasons worth of a player's at-bats. Pitchers can get all their performances along with opponents' at-bats. Well, we're close to the halfway mark in the baseball season, and we find the Colorado Rockies in second to last place in the National League West. Hip-hop rap star 50 Cent wants to produce a line of affordable home computers to inner-city residents. He is currently in negotiations with Apple CEO Steve Jobs, according to a new report from Forbes. The rapper said, "I'm creating a foundation that will be around for a long time because fame can come and go or get lost in the lifestyle and the splurging." Manager Chris Lightley of Violator Management is also working with 50 Cent. He said that Jobs is setting a new standard for the music business. Coming up, we found a new place to listen to your iPod when the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast quality video. Video clips from DVD XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com.
This is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. The Baltimore County schools are moving from Mac to Windows, and the teachers aren't happy about it. They fear the students won't be ready when they enter the working world. Most of the county's school system's computers are PCs running Microsoft Windows software, but not in the labs for the graphic and multimedia programs until now. School systems leaders say the move makes sense because it would make it easier to provide technical support and because graphic design software is now available for both platforms. The Mac computer labs at the Western School of Technology and Environmental Science already converted to Windows, and by fall, 11 programs at 10 schools will move to PCs as well. Superintendent Joe A. Hairston initiated this change soon after he arrived in Baltimore County Schools in 2000. Last year, he was recognized several times for his technology achievements. With the move, the 11 programs will use the same set of about 14 software titles. In the past, teachers chose from among 30 programs depending on their expertise. The debate over Macs versus Windows reaches levels of almost religious fervor, with bloggers and websites monitoring every statement made for or against either operating system. But with the rest of the world mostly using PCs, students may not have many opportunities other than the graphic design classroom to learn to use Macs. Most agree that graphic firms chiefly use Macs because their software was originally designed for that operating system. A BBC News website gave Dell and HP a slap in the face when it proclaimed that the Apple's entry-level line of consumer laptops should give PC giants like Dell and HP sleepless nights. The site mentions that the new MacBooks are powerful, fast, and sleek machines with a price that will rival similar contributions from Windows. It agrees with so many other articles that love the new Intel chips. The news site does mention the heat problem, saying that it can run so hot, it almost is unbearable to have on your lap. But there is so much more power, and since it can run Microsoft's operating system thanks to Apple's Boot Camp, it'll attract even more consumers who may have been a little hesitant before. The MacBook is the redesigned version of the iBook, but it's quite different, especially the keyboard that now sports a built-in EyeSight webcam and remote control to use with the media software Front Row. The keys on the MacBook are widely spaced apart and look like they belong on a notebook from the 1990s. The article goes on to say that you will find little quirks in the MacBook, but compared to a similar Windows machine, the MacBook offers an enticing package of power and style at an affordable cost. MacSpeech has announced that it has released the latest version of its top-selling program, iListen. Version 1.7 is the seventh major release of iListen, which further enhances the company's speech recognition application with a host of new features and bug fixes. iListen 1.7 is now universal binary and will run on Intel or PowerPC Macs. Version 1.7 has improved voice commands and will now support multiple user accounts in Mac OS X. iListen 1.7 sells for $99 US for a software-only version, or $149 US for a version that includes a noise-canceling microphone. Mariner Software released the public beta of their Cocoa-built screenwriting software called Montage. Montage allows users to submit, track, and send your query, synopsis, and scripts to hundreds of included industry contacts through Montage's integration with Apple's address book. As a screenwriting tool, Montage allows users to create, edit, and manage screenplays while writing, then use custom pre-formatted templates for film, TV, radio, and theater. Montage will import final draft scripts, RTF, or plain transparently. There's a new product that hooks up with the iPod that will be a huge success once people learn about it. It's called the iCarta. It merges an iPod docking station with a toilet roll dispenser. Now, when you're in the bathroom doing whatever you do, you can have your music library serenading you. It'll cost you about £54, or about $65 US, and it comes with moisture-resistant speakers. You know, in case you're listening to your iPod while you're taking a shower or a bath, or if it should get wet in other ways. Now there's really no excuse to do anything without your iPod. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando, and I'll see you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.